deal with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Shackled in these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. For my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone, this heart of stone. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A hero's welcome, a standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament, where he spoke after all 20 living hostages were released after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He called the day the historic dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace."
And peace, the focus of a summit later today in Egypt. The president will serve as co-chair of the meeting of world leaders. Israel, meanwhile, has released a number of Palestinian prisoners as part of the first phase of this deal. This is ABC News. The founder of a software development company was killed Sunday when the twin-engine plane he was flying crashed north of Fort Worth, Texas. His father was also killed, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Images on FlightAware show Michael Daly's Beach King Air taking off from Fort Worth Alliance Airport, then spending an hour and a half circling the area before crashing into the truck yard near Teresa Brown's home.
All you seen was black, just coming from over there, just black, massive black cloud.
Security video shows the plane nose down and plunging into several trailers, exploding as it hit. Michael Daly and his father, John, both died at the scene. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
At least 153 students from two schools in South Carolina are quarantined for 21 days because of measles exposure. The schools were in Spartanburg County. There are at least 8 measles cases in the outbreak. None of the students were vaccinated. The U.S. this year has reported the most measles cases in any year since 1992. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Halloween, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you of some Halloween costume safety. Remember, children's costumes should be visible to drivers with light colors and reflective tape. Always try to go for makeup instead of masks. And be sure to make costumes short enough to prevent tripping. It may also be helpful to make them flame retardant with soft, flexible accessories. And remember to protect your sight as well. Non-prescription decorative contacts can lead to long-term eye damage, including things such as eye scratches, vision loss, or infections. You can find more tips for safe trick-or-treating at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 25th, it's the perfect opportunity to clean up that medicine cabinet at one of many official Drug Take-Back Day sites. You can dispose of your unused and expired medications at these locations, with our Price County location being the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pet medications are accepted, and liquids must be in their original container. Vape pens are also accepted with the batteries removed. Other e-cigarette devices are accepted with batteries removed, and they must be removed because these batteries are highly flammable. So please be sure they are removed before the pen or device is placed in a collection bin. Remember, things such as mercury thermometers, aerosol cans, anything containing blood or a bodily fluid, household hazardous waste, illegal drugs, iodine-containing medications, personal care products, sharps and syringes, and vape pens and e-cigarette devices with a built-in battery that cannot be removed are not accepted at locations. You can find more details at dhs.wisconsin.gov/opioids. And remember, the Price County location for Drug Take-Back Day on October 25th is the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Having a balanced diet is important for kids year-round. Melissa Kay has more.
During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Licari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
Anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Licari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, several of our area teams were in Gilman for a big tournament this past weekend. That included the Butternut Girls, their first game against Phillips. The Loggers won it 25-15. Butternut's second game against Cornell, they won that one 25-15, 20-25, and 16-14. Their third match against the host school, Gilman. Gilman wins that 25-17, 25-16. And the final game against Solon Springs, Butternut winning that one 25-15, 25-17 to finish two matches up and two matches down. On the day, the Gilman tournament also had the Loggers there. Loggers finished third out of the eight teams with wins over Cornell and Butternut and a win over Augusta. And they finally lost to Gilman 2-1 as Gilman wins that tournament. The eight-man brackets are out for football. In fact, they're all out. Area teams from our conference, Flambeau gets a number one seed. They'll host Bruce in the first round. Athens gets a number 4 seed, they'll play host to Niagara, and Hurley gets in a 6 seed. They'll travel to Tri-County for their first game. Opening games are scheduled in the WIAA 8-man for this Saturday.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season opens this Saturday, October 18th, and runs through January 4th, 2026. Hunters will have a bag of one rooster on opening weekend and a two-rooster bag limit from October 19th through the end of the season. I'll give you a more thorough rooster forecast when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Ringneck pheasant numbers are up across the region. States like Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota are all reporting more birds this fall. As seen in other states, Wisconsin also witnessed a significant increase in its spring crowing count survey from 0.62 birds per transect stop last year to 0.81 this spring. That marks the second consecutive year above the five-year average. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologists use a measurement tool known as an abundance index to assess the state's wild pheasant population each year. On trend from past years, abundance was highest in the northwestern part of Wisconsin's pheasant range and lowest in the east central region. Wisconsin also stocks about 75,000 pheasants from the state game farm on more than 80 properties statewide. Birds are typically released once before the season and then twice a week for the first 2 or 3 weeks after the opener. Overall, pheasant numbers are declining in Wisconsin thanks to the loss of grassland habitat. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds linger in areas this morning, but increasing sunshine's ahead for today and a high pretty close to 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows right around 30, and partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers late, currently 51 degrees.
98Q Country.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
It's gotta be a way, cause going on without you is killing me every day.
Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. Is this Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. and I don't mind if I do. Drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking, for a while I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in, 'cause not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do. Drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing to get me through.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you do.
Pretty nice new song, Riley Green and Ella Langley, and Don't Mind If I Do, a 98Q Country, beautiful sunshine, and we've got a nice Monday working for you. This week, actually, pretty good. We're going to see a little bit of rain, it's kind of scattered through the week, but temperatures, anytime we're October 13th, and temperatures remain in the 50s and even low 60s for highs, thumbs up. I'm good. I'm good on that. Birthdays and anniversaries, if you got one. Give us a jingle. We're running a little bit short-staffed. Gray and Rachel are both off today, so if you call and get the answering machine, just leave a message there for your birthday at 715-762-3221. We'll grab it. I feel like I had a flashback to the pandemic this morning. You know that feeling for those of us who went through it, and you remember the work and all that stuff. I spent probably 7 or 8 months of doing the morning show here with no one else in the building. We did shifts. I would come in, and then Darla would come in, and then Nancy would come in, and it would just kind of rotate. I feel that way. I feel like a little pandemic flashback. Either that, or I think I showered this weekend. I'm not sure. I think I did. All right. Okay, I did. So we're good. That's not why everybody isn't here. So we'll do our birthdays in just a little bit. Nice quiet Monday morning. Sometimes you have those days at work or maybe at home or whatever it may be where it's just kind of quiet. And it's all right with that. I look forward to having Gray and Rachel back tomorrow and hear Gray's stories. We may do a little bit of edited version of the Gray Area tomorrow. We'll get Gray in here tomorrow because he went to Lambeau Field yesterday and took in the Packer game. It was looking a little iffy there for a while, wasn't it? And I told Rachel before they left, I said, it almost pains me to say this as a fan of the purple, but because you guys are going to the game, and I know this means a lot to you, I said, I'm hoping the Packers win. And usually when Bears Vikings, Packers, when you're watching the other team, you're secretly, because it's a division race, you're thinking, I hope they lose. but I was glad to see that they held on and won that game yesterday. Held on might have been a stretch. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to take a peek ahead. Now that we're 6 weeks into the NFL schedule, we're going to take a revised peek ahead into the Packers schedule and make a little forecast on what I think the Packers are going to do the rest of the way, considering some of the teams are playing weren't what they thought, or we aren't what we thought they were going to be. Got that? Okay, good. We have Brewers today, 7:08 first pitch. 6:30 will be the pregame. So Brewers are doing this. The guy from the Brewers just sent me an email just moments ago with the NLCS schedule. So we got 7:08 tonight, 7:08 tomorrow. Thursday is a 5:08 first pitch. And then Friday, 7:38. And then after that, it's if necessary. Saturday at 7:08. So those times are all set for if it does go five for the first five games. Game six and seven will be adjusted as needed, depending on what happens with the American League stuff. So no, even though we're playing the Dodgers, it's no crazy late night games, which is nice, because the first two are here, and then games three, four, and five are all out in L.A. I thought they went 2-2-1-1-1. The NBA does that. But Major League Baseball goes 2-3-2, which I don't like. I don't like that at all. I think it's a bit of an advantage for the three team, because all the Dodgers got to do is come get one. If they get one in Milwaukee, then they got three games at home, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not a big fan of that. I know it eliminates a travel day in there. But good game times for us. Again, 7:08 today, tomorrow, 5:08 Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, 7:38, 7:08. Good game times. No game on Sunday if it does go to game six, and the Packers play on Sunday. So nice job on the scheduling on there. Not sure how that lines up with the Badger football, but the way the Badger football is playing, you don't care. Birthdays. That Badger game, that was hard, wasn't it? Yeah. Let's get to our news update. Twice an hour we do that. We'll come back and do some birthdays here at 8:32 on the 98Q Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspirus Studios. Yes, the palatial estates here of 98Q, coming to you from the Aspirus Studios. And we'll get to our birthdays here in just a moment.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A hero's welcome, a standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament, where he spoke after all 20 living hostages were released after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He called the day the historic dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace."
And peace, the focus of a summit later today in Egypt. The president will serve as co-chair of the meeting of world leaders. Israel, meanwhile, has released a number of Palestinian prisoners as part of the first phase of this deal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. For their health and the health of their babies, pregnant women who need help quitting alcohol and or other drugs are considered a priority for admission to treatment. You can get more information from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211wisconsin.communityos.org. And remember, pregnant women can call 211 or 833-944-4673 to learn about substance use treatment options.
October 18th, it's the 9th annual Pause for a Cause Walk. This is hosted by Catkins Animal Rescue, and you can register online on their Facebook page or email them for a paper form at catkins_WI@yahoo.com. There's a 9 a.m. registration, and friendly dogs are welcome. The $25 entry fee includes a swag bag and a t-shirt. There's going to be raffles and a burger and brat sale alongside the walk, and this will be located at Phillips Municipal Building at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Once again, this is taking place October 18th with registration at 9 at the Phillips Municipal Building on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. There's about a month left to apply for Federal Emergency Management Agency assistance for people and households impacted by flooding in southeastern Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
FEMA is accepting applications for flooding damage until November 12th. However, the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, Greg Engel, recommends that people don't wait until the last minute. You will need to share information on the assistance application, such as your Social Security number and annual household income, and a FEMA inspector will contact you to set up a time and date to perform an inspection. FEMA inspectors will always carry an official photo ID and never ask for any bank information or charge a fee for inspection. If you are unsure whether a visit or call is legitimate, contact the FEMA helpline to verify at 800-621-3362.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye. Dalian Terry ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. You know, I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Fun to see Red Higgins coming back to town in Phillips tomorrow. That'll be pretty cool. Let's do some birthdays. Leanne Hesmovich. I think Gray may have had this on Friday. I'm not sure, but I'm going to wish you a happy belated. That is an anniversary for Leanne and John. And congratulations. Oh, a 10th birthday and an anniversary at the same time. Well, good thing we didn't confuse that. So happy Mom and Dad want to wish both of you a very happy birthday and anniversary. The same time, belated from the weekend, you have our permission to continue to party here on this Monday. Or maybe not party, if that's what makes you happy. Some other celebrities today on this 13th of October. Tiffany Trump, Donald Trump's other daughter, was born to his second wife, Marla Maples. Tiffany Trump is 32 today. Paul Pierce, the 10-time All-Star swing man in the NBA, is celebrating a 48th birthday today for Paul Pierce. Priest Holmes, he's a big NFL running back, former Raven and Kansas City Chiefs, 52 today. Billy Bush, the TV host from Access Hollywood, Grease, you're the one that I want, 54 today. Sacha Baron Cohen received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2021 for playing Yippee Abby Hoffman in the trial of the Chicago 7, 54 for Sacha Baron Cohen today. Nancy Kerrigan, of course, she was part of that Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan fiasco back in the Olympics way back, when was that? Longer ago than I will admit. Olympics, she's an Olympic medal winner. Nancy Kerrigan, 56 today. Red Akins is 56 today, country singer, guitar picker. Jerry Rice, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. The most prolific pass catcher in the sport's history, more than 1,500 receiving yards, more than 20,000, more than 1,500 receptions and 20,000 receiving yards. Jerry Rice is 63 today. Marie Osmond. Donnie and Marie were a big deal back in the 70s, and they've continued their careers. They've done shows in Vegas. Not sure if they still do. I know the last time I was in Vegas, there was a digital billboard on the side of a building that was bigger than Armstrong Field. That was just huge. So they're still doing all right. Marie is 66 today. John Ford Coley, country singer, 77 today. Who else you might recognize? Lacey J. Dalton, 79 today. Big country hits back in the 70s, 80s. Jerry Jones is celebrating a 83rd birthday today, paying that $250,000 fine for waving the wrong finger at the crowd. I'm convinced, by the way, I watched the video. I'm convinced he didn't do it intentionally. I am convinced of that. Paul Simon, one half of Simon and Garfunkel. That's some good music. I'm going to have to bring up a Simon and Garfunkel playlist at some point when I'm out blowing leaves around here. That sounds like a good listen. So Paul Simon, it's very well noted. Simon and Garfunkel, of course, fabulous together, but they split and for whatever reasons didn't get along or whatever it was. But Paul Simon went on to have a really good solo career. He's 84 today. Lenny Bruce, the boundary-pushing comedian, born on this day, 1925, passed in 1966 from the old days of TV, Lenny Bruce. Margaret Thatcher, remember her? The Iron Lady, Great Britain's first female prime minister, born on this day, 1925, passed in 2013. And Nipsey Russell, the actor, comedian. He was a game show regular, played the Tin Man in the movie The Wiz, and was in the cast of both TV and film versions of Car 54, Where Are You? Funny man, Julius Nipsey Russell, born on this day, 1924. He passed in 2005.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds linger in areas this morning, but increasing sunshine's ahead for today and a high pretty close to 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows right around 30, and partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers late. Currently 51 degrees.
98 Q Country.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven, heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Come kiss me one more time.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98 Q Country.
My buddies out on the lake, we're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude, fired up, beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine, just idle on over. Toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Flip-flops and a tank top tan, he popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob, he's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot, everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old and pass them around. Bass trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like
in the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. When the party's over and we're all alone, we'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Yacht Club, Redneck Yacht Club, Redneck Yacht Club.
So Craig Morgan there, 98Q Country, and a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning here in Wisconsin's North Woods. Hope you are well today. We have a busy week of covering the Brewers, and we're going to be out at the cross-country conference meet on Thursday. We'll be out there during the Gray Show in the afternoon. We'll be out at Wheelway later this week also, midweek actually, Wednesday. We'll be checking in from Wheelway. 98Q Morning Show comes to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile. It's a listening ear. It's a helping hand, Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, we have some national news to come in just a little bit, some real good news over the weekend, and maybe some of this stuff in the Middle East with Hamas will settle down a little bit now. Donald Trump making a trip over there to hopefully secure the peace over there. So no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, I think we can all agree that what's going on there right now is a very positive thing. So we're hoping that all that will stick. Today is Columbus Day. Today we celebrate Christopher Columbus, who has in the political environment has become controversial too, of whether or not we should be celebrating. So today, Monday, October 13th, Columbus Day. It is technically a federal holiday, so no mail today. That started out honoring Christopher Columbus, but now it shares. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day also is appropriate, including the state of Minnesota, which recognizes this as Indigenous Peoples Day. So whatever side you want to recognize that, just notice that things will be a little bit different today. If you deposit something at a bank, it won't process till tomorrow, as most banks, and again, no mail today, so technically a federal holiday. I missed the memo on that here on the morning show, as we're here. All right, should have caught that memo. It's 8:53. We'll get you that news update here in just a moment.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue.
made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. Out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Joy in Israel as Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli hostages. Sound of a phone call between family members and released hostage Bar Cooperstein. These hostages now receiving medical treatment at hospitals in Israel. There is also a focus on the 28 deceased hostages. Hamas says it will release the remains of four today. Israel, meanwhile, has released more than 1,900 prisoners as part of the deal, which was brokered by the U.S. President Trump celebrated the agreement in remarks to the Israeli parliament.
Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East.
He called it a new dawn for the region. He's now en route to Egypt, where he'll co-chair a peace summit with the leaders of more than 20 nations focused on the next steps of this agreement. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Halloween, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you of some